Good day and welcome everyone to Power Bytes. I am your host, Lou Signorelli, and Power Bytes is your destination podcast for power generation topics and discussions. As always, please know how much we appreciate you, our listeners. We hope you find our topics helpful and interesting. There are several ways for you to get in touch with the show. You can send us an email at powerbytes, B-Y-T-E-S, at cat.com. Visit us at Cat Electric Power on Facebook or LinkedIn. And if you enjoy what you hear on the show, please leave us a 5-star rating wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. It really does help. As more and more facilities work on ways to gain efficiency, become more green, if you will, and lower their costs, it only seems reasonable that they investigate the use of what's called combined heat and power. While it's not necessarily a new topic, there are some advances in performance I think we should discuss. Joining me today via the Cat Electric Power Hotline is Mike Jamova from his office in New Orleans. Now, Mike, I know I didn't say that right, but I hope you'll forgive me.
Oh, New Orleans, you did it right. Great. New Orleans, Louisiana.
Mike has over 20 years of experience in switchgear and generator paralleling controls. He's part of Caterpillar's power integration team, as we fondly call the pit crew. And we all call on Mike's team quite often to help us through some of these more complex projects. Mike, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Lou. I appreciate it.
Mike, let's start at the beginning. What is combined heat and power, or CHP, as it's often called in the industry?
Yeah, so CHP, it's also known as cogeneration. So it's basically the production of electric power through the genset and then utilizing that wasted heat associated with creating that electric power, which is typically through the radiators. This creates some more efficiencies through steam, hot water, cooling applications with that heat. Through the capture and utilization of that engine's wasted heat, the efficiency of the plant can reach, let's say, 90% or more as compared to a pure electric power application, where the genset's actually only using maybe 42% of the available efficiency from the fuel. So as an example, in a typical non-CHP genset, natural gas is used to power the engine generator set, generating the electricity. That generated electricity is used to power the facility load or is exported out to the utility grid. So the efficiency of that configuration is approximately 42%, which is going to leave you with near 58% of that fuel energy wasted. So again, as I mentioned, that's usually wasted out through the radiator. But when you're adding CHP components and controls, increases the overall efficiency by up to 42%. And this is accomplished by recovering the heat from the engine's exhaust, jacket water, and after cooler circuits. And I'll talk a little bit more about that later. So then the recovered heat can produce steam, hot and or cold water, and that's depending on the heat exchangers used.
Thanks, Mike. Now, before we dive in too far, can you take us through maybe the key components of a CHP installation and the role that they play?
Sure. So again, as I mentioned before, this production of hot and or cold water depends a lot on the heat exchangers. But one of the main things that we're looking for before we even start is a piping and instrumentation diagram, or a P&ID. This is basically a mechanical equivalent of a one line for us. So from this, we can identify, you know, exhaust, jacket water, after cooler, lube oil circuits, along with all the associated components for each of the circuits. So some of these are the engine, of course, three-way valves, pumps, temperature sensors, heat exchangers, and again, the radiators. So as an example, the jacket water heat recovery is using the hot water from the engine cooling for processed hot water like steam. Then the after cooler circuit, it's also producing hot water, but it's not quite hot enough for a steam application, but it can still be used for facilities' hot water supply. Each of these processes are using heat exchangers, basically transferring heat from one medium to another, typically going from, you know, hot exhaust gas or glycol to typically water. And the other components here, three-way valves, radiators, pumps, variable frequency drives, or VFDs, each of those play key roles in these processes. So managing the flow of water through that engine skid.
So Mike, what can facility owners expect to gain from using this type of CHP system?
So yeah, that's a great question. Probably the best one to answer of all of this. So as an example, in a recent project, we had a customer using roughly 21 million kilowatts at 12 cents a kilowatt hour. So that was roughly about $2.5 million in their electricity cost. And then once we installed the CHP system, we were able to reduce that amount of energy that they needed to import from the utility and drop that demand charge down to 16 million kilowatts at 4 cents a kilowatt hour, and only had to pay for 5,000 kilowatts at 12 cents per kilowatt hour because they were avoiding the peak charges. With the maintenance costs in addition for gas and gas for the genset, and their energy costs was now about $1.82 million. So that's about a $700,000 reduction. Plus, the heat side of the CHP package will be providing them roughly 50% of their needed hot water. And all in all, the estimated total utility cost reduction was at 31%, which dollar-wise, that's about $1.2 million. So they were very pleased with the end result.
That's a lot of money. You know, at the top of the show, I mentioned that this is not a new technology. Can you elaborate on that and perhaps enlighten us as to what is new in today's world?
Oh, sure. So CAT and the CAT dealers, we've all been involved in CHP probably since the 60s, 1960, I think, to be exact. Dealers have supplied CHP packages using power modules, gas engine-driven chillers, ancillary equipment, and, of course, switchgear. It's my favorite. All for some time now. And one of the things that's new is Caterpillar's high-density, high-efficiency gas engine. There's also been a good loosening of regulations on gas and emergency power supply due to some of the more recent natural disasters we've had, such as Hurricane Sandy, where gas was readily available, but the diesel storage tanks had flooded. So now people are starting to look at the requirements for backup power, having to have standalone fuel. And then, of course, there's also the environmental push, as you mentioned in your opening, for a cleaner burning fuel. But one more is that we've also developed a master control panel that provides centralized process control, generator control, and an operator interface into a single cabinet. This panel, it's automatically responds to process sensors and control system components that I mentioned earlier. This is to balance the customer demand for engine protection and alarm response for both thermal and electric circuits.
Do you think that any facility could use and benefit from CHP?
Absolutely, Lou. Just about any facility you can think nowadays, but some specifics in the industries, you know, oil and gas, of course, we're engaging with some CHP. Also district heating, so municipalities are starting to use this for, again, some of that capturing of that heat and hot water use. Greenhouses, there's been a definite uptick in greenhouse applications, and wherever you're seeing renewable energies, so energy storage, PV sites are also incorporating gas and CHP engines or CHP skids.
Fascinating. So it really sounds like users can take advantage of this from any number of ways. Let me see if I can summarize three. First, lowering energy use and hence the cost, the overall cost of energy. Two, by avoiding peak demands, I also eliminate demand charges, which could be significant. And by moving from diesel to natural gas, we're lowering a user's carbon footprint, thus making them more green. Would you agree with those?
Absolutely, Lou. Let's say one of the other big ones is with those efficiencies you mentioned, they're actually getting more out of that fuel they're paying for up front.
Well, there you have it, folks. Thank you for joining us today on Power Bites. For more information on CHP, go to www.cat.com/CHP or contact your local CAT dealer. If you'd like to suggest other topics for the program or have some feedback to share with us, please do write us at PowerBytes, B-Y-T-E-S, at cat.com or visit CAT Electric Power on Facebook or LinkedIn. As always, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast if you've enjoyed our conversation today. And as always, have a great day.